Now, our next upload this evening is an introduction to something that we will hear more of over the coming months. I'm not going to go into too much detail. I'm going to let those involved with this particular project explain exactly what is happening.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Marchant, digital intern based at Bodmin Keep Army Museum.
And I'm Joseph Quinn, digital intern at Helston's Museum of Cornish Life. In this brief introduction, myself and Charlotte will be discussing how we are working together to explore the diverse aspects of life in Cornwall during the Second World War, and to connect these stories to what's happening in people's lives today.
Both of our roles at our respective museums form part of a much broader national project, coordinated by the Imperial War Museum as part of their new Second World War and Holocaust Partnership Programme initiative. Our key aim is to interact with people that may never have been involved in such a project before, to share hidden or lesser known local stories of life in wartime Cornwall. As part of this project, myself and Joseph will be conducting extensive research into a range of topics. Some key areas of my research at Bodmin Keep include delving into the US Army's presence in Bodmin and Cornwall, an exploration into the social context of wartime Bodmin, and the county's army regiment, the Duke of Cornwall's Light Infantry, and their military involvement during the conflict.
And for the Museum of Cornish Life, I will be focusing on the theme of disrupted lives, how ordinary individuals' lives were interrupted or affected by the advent of war, and how everyday life in Cornish society adapted to wartime conditions. I will be examining many topics and subjects, from conscientious objectors who refused service in the armed forces, to child evacuees to Cornwall who were escaping the Blitz on London. We will be seeking stories from around Cornwall and all over the United Kingdom, as well as from members of the general public, as part of our research, connecting with various sources, from objects to oral history testimonies and archival documents.
The results for this research will be varied. Alongside the work of Bodmin Keep and the Museum of Cornish Life, to produce a range of fresh and exciting digital content for our respective museums, we know that the Imperial War Museum are going to produce a unique, innovative digital installation that will incorporate the stories myself and Joseph will uncover through our research.
Yes, and this installation is due to be launched at IWM London alongside the opening of new Second World War and Holocaust galleries in autumn 2021, and will essentially represent a digital anthology of how we feel, remember, and represent the Second World War.
Over the coming months on BBC Radio Cornwall, we will both discuss the specific areas of research which we have uncovered and share with you some of the stories we have gathered, stories of people, soldiers and civilians, locals and foreigners, enemies and friends, the stories of Cornwall during the Second World War.
So thank you to Joseph Quinn from the Museum of Cornish Life in Helston and also Charlotte Marchant from the Cornwall's Regimental Museum at Bodmin Keep. Both are digital interns and they're working for the Imperial War Museum but based in our Cornish museums. It sounds like a fascinating project. It sounds like you have an awful lot of research to do as well. We wish you well with that and we can't wait to hear some of the results that you come up with over the coming weeks and months.